We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals
that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration. What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, graceful viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorba 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorba 2 and Hopper 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supremaster Television is available on the following 92 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besikan Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachita, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachita TV. In Ubate, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogota, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company, in Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MMBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanu District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel, and in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Super. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, India plans to build her first cultural center in Iran. In animal news, two female elephants in Thailand act as therapists for children with autism. In eco news, sustainable living is promoted in an expo in Sydney, Australia. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 22nd, is the birthday of acclaimed Brazilian composer and multi-instrumentalist, Mr. Hermeto Pascoal. Born in 1936 in Olhão-d'Água, Brazil, Mr. Pascoal was fascinated by the sounds of nature as a boy and played for the birds on a homemade fife. A unique genius, Mr. Pascoal developed what he has named the sound of the aura, which he described as the sonorous vibration of each human soul through his speech, which in turn links mind and body. It also includes animal calls and other earthly reverberations. In addition to performing internationally, Mr. Pascoal has released numerous albums of his own and contributed to many others. Our sincere appreciation, Mr. Hermeto Pascoal, for sharing your love of all the amazing harmonies in our world. We wish you a most joyful birthday celebrated with cherished ones.
Flying News. Post-disaster nuclear safety efforts continue in Japan. On Monday, June 20th, Japan's finance ministry revealed that the nation's exports dropped 10.3% in May, representing the third consecutive monthly fall since the massive quake and tsunami on March 11th. The decrease was more than economists had forecast, raising concerns over Japan's struggle to recover from the twin disasters. The nation also continues facing difficulties in stabilizing Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO's, damage to Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. A five-day ministerial meeting, which had been organized in response to the nuclear crisis, also opened on Monday at the International Atomic Energy Association, or IAEA, headquarters in Vienna, Austria, with a record number of more than 900 participants in attendance. IAEA Director General Yukiya Amano proposed agency monitoring and thorough security risk checks in all nations with nuclear power plants to prevent a potential repeat of the current crisis, which was unanimously agreed to by all participants.
Meanwhile, at the Fukushima Daiichi facility, the testing of a water decontamination system, which is crucial for removing 110,000 tons of highly radioactive water from the site before it overflows, was halted for a second time due to a malfunction early on Tuesday. TEPCO also fully opened the doors to the reactor number 2 building in order to decrease the humidity inside and enable workers to enter. However, this also allowed radiation to leak out of the site, although TEPCO says the amount would not have an adverse impact on human health or the environment.
According to Al Jazeera News Agency, a nuclear waste advisor to the Japanese government reported that around the nuclear facility, about 966 square kilometers, an area equivalent to about 17 times the size of Manhattan, New York, USA, is now likely uninhabitable due to radiation. Moreover, in the U.S., a June 2011 report by physician Dr. Janet Sherman and epidemiologist Dr. Joseph Mangano suggests that a 35% increase in infant mortality in northwestern U.S. cities that occurred after the Fukushima meltdown may have resulted from fallout from the Japanese nuclear plant. Our sincere thanks, international officials, experts, and media members, for your work to safeguard the public from radiation harms. Let us do our utmost to eliminate such dangers through our adoption of more eco-conscious ways.
Torrential rains deluged Georgia. A heavy downpour of rain over the third weekend of June caused floods and landslides, one of which claimed four lives when a roadside cafe on Rikas suddenly collapsed about 100 kilometers from the capital of Tbilisi. Storms in the central part of the country also caused the river Umtiskevi to burst its banks on Sunday, June 19th, leading to avalanches that swept away vehicles and buildings in a path of destruction. Over 200 vehicles, including a busload of children, were stranded for several hours before being safely rescued. As of Monday, cleanup efforts were fully underway in affected areas, such as the historic village of Tsurami, where water levels had been reported to be as high as 3 meters. Repairs also began on the damaged sections of highways, with emergency pipes installed at Rakati Pass to allow the water to flow into the Suramula River, rather than continuing to separate the land. Meanwhile, Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili expressed his condolences to the families of those perished, saying that face-to-face interviews would be conducted with all victims to be able to completely address damages. He also encouraged regional ministers to create plans that would address the effects of extreme weather, which he said may become frequent in Georgia. "We are grateful, President Saakashvili, other Georgian officials, and all personnel for your swift and caring response to aid the flood-stricken people. May such adverse conditions be eased by our kinder regard for one another and the environment."
Earthquakes hit Indonesia, Tonga, Panama, New Zealand, South Sandwich Islands, China, and Chile. On Saturday, June 18, Indonesia's Tapanuli district in North Sumatra was rattled by an aftershock of 5.1 on the Richter scale that raised the number of damaged buildings from 846 to 1,941 following two quakes the previous Tuesday. The tremor was among 300 aftershocks registered by Indonesia's Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency in the area on Saturday. On Sunday evening, a 4.8 magnitude tremor hit West Sumatra, 76 kilometers southwest of Mentawai.
In Tonga, a 5.5 quake struck 209 kilometers northwest of the capital Nuku'alofa on Sunday morning. In Latin America that same day, a magnitude 5.0 quake hit in the Pacific Ocean off southwestern Panama near its border with Costa Rica. Centered 135 kilometers south of David, it could be felt in the western province of Chiriquí. Also that day in New Zealand's South Island, a series of tremors rocked the quake-devastated Christchurch, including ones measuring magnitudes 4.5, 4.2, 3.2, and 3.4. The South Sandwich Islands regions was also shaken by a series of earthquakes, including a 5.5 magnitude tremor centered 69 kilometers northwest of the uninhabited Visakoy Island early Sunday.
On Monday evening in southwestern China, a magnitude 5.3 quake hit Yunnan province, injuring 6 people as nearly 100 homes toppled and more than 9,700 were damaged. The quake was centered in the township of Mangbang of Tenchong County near the Burmese border. Roads, schools, and clinics were also damaged, with 1,000 people who were evacuated from their homes. The Provincial Department of Civil Affairs sent hundreds of tents, quilts, and clothing as local police, fire, and other rescue crews were mobilized to help. That day in Chile, a strong 6.3 magnitude quake shook the nation's northern copper mining region at 88 kilometers northeast of Calama in the Atacama Desert.
"Our appreciation, officials and personnel working to ease the disaster situations. We pray for the soon return to regular productive lives for the affected residents, and that such distressing events may soon be ceased through humanity's eco-stabilizing endeavors."
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. "Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice."
I plead, I beseech, O infinite Buddhas, the gods, the angels, deliver a soul straying from the true path, wandering the endless cycle of suffering.
Oh brother, wake up at once. Proudly walk upon great seas and rivers. Look straight at the flaming sun and vow sacrifice to save all on the earth.
Oh, the ship's time!
We can still save the planet.
Day 581.
Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. As people risk their safety and even their lives to improve conditions for themselves and fellow citizens, they call out for increased freedom and democratic principles. And countries such as China, Greece, Iran, Jordan, Libya, Mexico, Morocco, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen.
Saudi Arabia, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton publicly announced her support for the efforts of Saudi women to gain their right to drive, affirming also that the matter had been raised with the Saudi government, as she stated, "What these women are doing is brave, and what they are seeking is right."
Jordan. Jordan's Minister of Communication, Tahar Adwan, a veteran journalist who joined the government in February, resigned on Tuesday, June 20th, in protest of draft laws that he said would restrict freedom of expression and represented a setback to government reform.
Sudan. Meat-eating lead and former South African President Thabo Mbeki announced Monday, June 20th, that the Sudanese and South Sudanese governments signed an agreement to demilitarize the disputed north-south frontier region of Abyei and allow Ethiopian peacekeepers in.
Greece. As Greek labor union members kept up the protests against proposed austerity measures, the European Union voted to delay until July 3rd the next 12 billion euro installment of a 110 billion euro loan approved for the country, to give time for the government, parliament, and citizens to agree on the measures necessary to comply with the terms of the loan. Meanwhile, after pledging that his government would do all it could to implement the reforms called for by the country's creditors, Prime Minister George Papandreou received an important vote of confidence on Tuesday from the nation's parliament in support of his efforts.
China. Radio Free Asia reports that Chinese riot troops and police quelled a demonstration of around 100 Tibetan truckers who on June 17th were protesting the Chinese government's decision to award work on the regional Lhasa-Chengdu Highway to mainland China trucking companies. Meanwhile, a group of Catholic faithful in Hong Kong called for the Chinese government to release religious detainees and to respect Catholic believers.
Mexico. Prominent Mexican journalist Miguel Angel Lopez Velasco, as well as his wife and child, all perished through gunshot wounds after unidentified assailants forced their way into the house Monday morning. Mr. Lopez, who was a deputy editor, columnist, and crime reporter for Nodiver, is the 13th journalist killed since the beginning of 2010. The Committee to Protect Journalists issued a statement calling for the administration of President Felipe Calderon to end the cycle of violence.
Libya. On Monday, activists in southern Libya reported that 22 Libyan soldiers defected from Colonel Muammar Gaddafi-led forces and have safely joined the activists in Benghazi. Also on Monday, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO's, Lieutenant General Charles Bouchard issued an apology for 9 civilian fatalities the day before that had occurred due to a technical failure. Meanwhile, Mr. Mahmoud Jibril, senior foreign affairs official of the Libyan Activist National Transitional Council, or NTC, arrived in Beijing, China, Tuesday, at the invitation of the Chinese government to discuss ways to end the conflict.
Syria. The U.S. government issued a statement Monday that both U.S. President Barack Obama and Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan agreed that the Syrian government must end the use of violence immediately and enact meaningful democratic reforms that respect the will of its citizens. Meanwhile, immediately following Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's speech on Monday, protests calling for freedom, reform, and regime change erupted among Syrians taking refuge along the Turkish border. According to the Washington Times, the Turkish Red Crescent estimates that 30,000 Syrian refugees are staying in camps in southern Turkey, triple the official number provided by the Turkish government Sunday.
On Tuesday, after 2 days of talks with Syrian officials, International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, President Yakov Kellenberger said that the government had agreed to request for more open access to people in areas affected by the ongoing violence. Also on Tuesday, a new decree issued by President al-Assad, in which he granted general amnesty for all crimes committed before June 20th, was widely supported by tens of thousands who rallied in Damascus and other cities.
However, as clashes broke out with protesting groups of activists who said that President al-Assad is not moving toward democracy and still should step down, government forces opened fire, killing at least 7 activists in Homs, Hama, and Deir al-Zour, including one 13-year-old boy.
Yemen. Tens of thousands of Yemeni protesters rallied Monday in the capital Sana'a, continuing their demands for the creation of an interim presidential council that would prevent the wounded President Ali Abdullah Saleh from returning to Yemen. They urged not only for President Saleh, but also his relatives, especially his son and commander of the Presidential Guard, Ahmed Saleh, to quit their positions and leave the country. Meanwhile, the U.S. government on Sunday delivered $10 million U.S. dollars worth of food aid to assist the 416,000 internally displaced Yemeni people in conflict-affected provinces of Sada and Haja. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs on Tuesday further stated that recent clashes between the Yemeni army and armed groups have caused over 45,000 more civilians to be displaced from cities such as Zanjibar. The UK-based aid agency Oxfam on Tuesday joined the UN in warning of the high humanitarian cost of the nation's turmoil, with worsened shortages of food, water, and other supplies for millions of already impoverished people. Meanwhile, the South Korean government imposed a 6-month ban on travel to Yemen due to the ongoing violence.
We mourn the loss and suffering of fellow human lives, continuing our prayers for all the conflicts to subside so that all nations may determine their own destiny in shared freedom, dignity, and peace.
much more do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
It is some awakening to some extent that people suddenly find the strength and courage to express what's important in their heart. That is a good sign. And a peaceful protest is not contradict peace-loving and non-violence concept. I would salute their bravery and straightforward honesty in facing mighty power, tanks, guns, missiles, and other weapons with their bare hands and faith in their heart. I wish the sincere people all the best and that they will find what they want, and above all, that they would look into their hearts to seek the root cause of all problems, and that heavens will light their ways forever. And that heaven will also enlighten the leaders to listen to sincere, honest requests from their subject, so that they both will live in peace and in loving cooperation for the sake of their country to prosper, to be blessed, to be happy forevermore.
Đừng đi anh, bỏ cha hiền con thao. Thù hận đâu chỉ là những mưu đồ. Tan nát giang sơn để dẫm ngài ven vào. Còn nơi này diều thanh thản. Dừng bước lại anh ơi, dừng bước lại. Đi về đâu nẻo quỷ rẻo ma trù, chiến sĩ hề
nát thân ngoài tha địa, hồn lạc loài trong gió bụi âm. Dừng chân lại anh ơi, dừng chân lại, cầm tay em đây người vợ thương chồng, thương gia tộc, thương cơ đồ, thương thế giới, sao nỡ đành gieo tang tóc lầm than. Dừng tay lại anh ơi, dừng tay lại, đừng vung gươm thề sắc màu lên đời. Hãy nhìn lại những kẻ thù vạn đại, phải chăng anh cũng là những con người? Kêu than gì oan nghiệp chiến trường xưa, hoặc ta chết hay là người sẽ chết, đời tương lai vụt tắt giữa xuân thì bao nhiêu tình thương gia đình bé bạn theo tim thù và máu hận loang đi. Một kiếp người đầy nhiệt tình mạch sống, mộng ước thanh niên lập bể ba trời. Ôi một giây phí theo dòng máu nóng, gió xa trường lành lạnh bụi vàng rơi. Lại với em ta tôn sùng sự sống, bên xóm làng và quyến thuộc mẹ cha, hiền lúa ngoan khoai sống tình biển mộng, con đê dài mượn mượt những đồng hoa. Bao thư hùng, bao cổ kiếm hạo hán, cứu muôn loài khỏi máu đổ đầu rơi. Xây hòa bình ấm no và thịnh vượng, thấy đạo binh bằng chân lý diệu vời. đạo sát nghiệp sẽ luân hoàn sát nghiệp, vui sao đành gây tự biệt sinh ly. Chỉ có tình thương bao la miên viện làm cho ta vĩ đại giữa muôn loài.
Eight survived Russian plane crash. On Monday, June 20th, a Tupolev 134 plane, flying from Moscow to Petrozavodsk, burst into flames after plummeting to the ground just over a kilometer from its destination airport, with 44 who perished and 8 survivors in critical condition.
Ну, я не успел, начало взрываться, уже все, не подойти, ну, загорелось все, ну, никак, не могу.
Значит, нам поступило 6 пациентов. Это пациенты с комбинированной травмой. Из них 4 пациентов являются тяжелыми пациентами. Все необходимые лечебные мероприятия сейчас предпринимаются. Собраны все необходимые для оказания службы специалисты. Работают травматологические бригады, нейрохирургическая бригада, работает хирургическая бригада и все диагностические службы.
Although the cause of the accident is yet unknown, heavy fog and the failure of the runway's high-intensity illumination may have been factors. As of Tuesday, the flight data recorders had been found, and an investigation is underway. A team of psychologists had also been sent to console the bereaved, while Chinese President Hu Jintao and Prime Minister Wang Jiabao conveyed their condolences to the Russian counterparts over the tragic accident.
На месте авиакатастрофы работают 11 специалистов Центра экстренной психологической помощи МЧС России. В настоящее время в аэропорт Домодедово собираются родственники погибших, которым в полном объеме оказывается психологическая и медицинская помощь.
We too express our deep sympathies for the loss of cherished loved ones. Our prayers for the quick and complete recovery of the injured, and for the safety of air travelers across the globe.
Save our planet. To help safeguard from exposure to extreme heat, the United Arab Emirates, from June 15 through mid-September, prohibits working between the hours of 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m., advising rest during that time, as employers are also encouraged to provide shades, cold water, and other amenities to protect employees.
Save our planet. Water management officials warn that as of mid-June 2011, Texas, USA is enduring its worst drought since record-keeping began 116 years ago, while farmers in the state of Georgia, also afflicted by extreme lack of rain, are seeing corn and cotton crops dry up.
Warning News, a study of 40,000 women published in the June 2011 Annals of Internal Medicine, finds that smoking significantly increases the risk of peripheral artery disease in women, with corresponding reductions noted in those who quit the harmful habit.
Hello, I'm Quacky, the Duchess of Lilydale, one of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds, and I'm enjoying a diet of hearty plants and grains. I'm here with a tip for expectant moms. Many mattresses have been treated with toxic flame retardants, which contain chemicals that are unhealthy for your developing baby. It's a good idea to help cleanse the air. To do so, you can grow houseplants such as spider plant, English ivy, and nephitis, which have been found to be particularly effective in filtering toxins. Or if possible, consider changing your mattress to a safer one. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather from around the world.
Intercultural news. India plans to build her first heritage center in Iran. To be launched by the Indian Cultural Council, the center will celebrate the shared aspects of Iranian and Indian history and customs. Deputy head of the Indian Cultural Council, Mr. Shahid Mehdi, stated that Sanskrit and Persian languages have the same root. Furthermore, Mr. Mehdi remarked that the Indian Taj Mahal reflects the cultural connection between the nations. Congratulations, India and Iran, on your friendship and upcoming center. May your amicable relations flourish evermore on a calm and long-lasting earth.
In animal news, elephants help children with autism. Noa Un and Prachida, two female elephants at the Thai Elephant Conservation Center in the forested area of northern Thailand, have become the world's first pachyderm therapists. Elephants are well suited for the job because of their intelligence and ability to keep the prolonged attention of the children. While riding on the elephants, the children not only enjoy themselves, but in addition enhance their sense of balance. The gentle animals also use their trunks to play ball games with the children. Improvements have been observed after 3 weeks of therapy. Bravo, Noa Un and Prachida, for your kindness and valuable assistance. May you have lives full of joy as you continue to help many beautiful children with your special loving presence. Up next on Noteworthy News, sustainable living is showcased in Sydney, Australia. We'll take a moment to remember God within. Stay tuned for more very cool news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, righteous news for a conscientious world. In Eco News, sustainable living is promoted in Sydney, Australia. The city's inaugural Eco Expo featured many ways to follow an earth-protecting lifestyle. The organizer of this helpful event was Mr. Aymeric Modus.
We're showcasing basically everything that's eco and sustainable.
for a green lifestyle. So we have recycling, solar panels, rainwater tanks, organic food, bamboo products, certified organic cottons, and everything in between. Electric bikes as well, and electric cars. And it's very exciting.
Organic baby supplies, ethical investment services, vegan-friendly beauty care items such as those by Romy were exhibited in planet-caring organizations like Vegan Australia were present.
Well, it was actually just a conscious decision not to include any animal byproducts. You can achieve the same results with vegetable-based ingredients.
Our association members from Australia also attended, presenting Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures on climate change. Furthermore, SOS and Vegan Cooking Show DVDs and other world-saving information were shared. In addition, Supreme Master Ching Hai's books, including From Crisis to Peace and the number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, were on display. Kudos, Mr. Imeric Modus, and all participants of the Eco Expo for encouraging numerous ways to support a healthier Earth. May many more caring individuals choose the planet-protecting organic vegan diet, the greenest way to live.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Xhosa, an official language of South Africa, entitled Tea or Coffee.
Phakathi kwinqwelomoya, umququzelelikazi uyabuza, "Iti or ikof?" Inenekazi eselikhulile, eliphakuphaku, elingazi isiNgesi, liyaphendula, "Ndifuna i-or."
Enough of viewer's heartline.
I want to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for your care about our Mother Earth. May heaven continue to strengthen you and continue to bless you. David from Ilorin, Nigeria.
Hi, David. It's wonderful to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a reply for you.
Beautiful David, thank you so much for your loving note. May God's abundant grace be with you and all the warm-hearted people of Nigeria for flourishing peace, joy, and prosperity. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May the eternal light of heaven illuminate your path.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees commends Iran for her efforts to support Afghan asylum seekers in the nation, with the UN agency and the Iranian government signing an agreement that ensures all registered refugees in the country have access to health insurance coverage.
As part of the Maktabadi, or My Library initiative, funded through donations by Poland's Foreign Ministry and the Polish Embassy in Amman, Jordan, a computer lab is inaugurated at the Jordanian Safiya bin Abdul Mudaleb Primary School in Aqaba.
Together with the local Red Crescent Society of Tajikistan, the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies donates $70,000 from its Disaster Response Emergency Fund to aid Tajik residents in recovering from massive flooding that struck in May.
James and Oliver Phelps, British actors in the Harry Potter series, successfully complete the Three Peaks Challenge, in which they raise funds for charities as they hike the highest mountains in England, Scotland, and Wales.
Completing a Eurasian tour, Chinese President Hu Jintao visits Ukraine, where he and President Viktor Yanukovych sign agreements totaling $3.5 billion in the industrial, energy, infrastructure, and agricultural sectors to deepen their nearly 20 years of bilateral friendship.
The Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Conference, or OIC, Dr. Akhmeleten Isanolu, meets with top European Union and NATO officials to discuss enhancing relations with their organizations, as well as peace in the Middle East and Northern Africa.
His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI visits the European state of San Marino and the nearby Italian town of Penabili, where he responds to questions from among a group of 4,000 youths and suggests that they always remember love, friendship, and the illumination and support of God.
The Norwegian People's Aid and South Sudan's National Mine Action Authority work together to clear more than 8,600 explosive devices from Unity State, improving local lives and the safety of travelers on an important transit route between the country's north and south.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.